Master bless.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Christos vos crasis martve, smertius mes dolau, i tim šo roba, žitia daruvau.
Christos vos crasis martve,
let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish, just as wax that melts before the fire. So the sinners will perish before the face of God, but let the righteous be glad. That the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Ever into the ages of ages. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death.
And to those in the
in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above, for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world and for the welfare of the holy churches of God and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy temple and for those who enter here with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Metropolitan, His Eminence, Antony, for our Bishop, His Grace, Daniel, for the Reverend Presbyters, for the deacons in Christ, and for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our God-loving, God-protected country, the United States of America, for the government and armed forces, and for all the people, for our God-loving, God-protected ancestral homeland, Ukraine, and for all her people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, Johnson City, and for every city and community in the faithful who live in them. And let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and the abundance of the fruits of the earth and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, sea, and air, for the sick, the suffering, for captives, and for the salvation of them all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and distress, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, God, by your grace.
Lord,
remembering our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary, together with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life to Christ our God.
For to your dull glory, honor, worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Бо Твоя є влада, Твоє царство, і сила, і слава Отця, і Сина, і Святого Духа, нині повсякчас і навіки вічні.
again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, God, by your grace. Remembering our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and gloriously, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary, together with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life to Christ our God.
You're a good and loving God, and we give glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Assemblies, you who are of Israel's offspring.
Christ was Christ. Christ was Christ. Christ is risen. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
Lord, save the pious and hear us, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. And save us, Lord, and to the
be attentive.
Peace be with you all.
With your spirit.
Wisdom.
The prokimen intonate. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Is this a day the Lord has made? Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Rejoice in it.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the first book, Theophilus, I write about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia.
Christos is risen. Christ is risen.
Yeah.
the good news of the Holy Apostle and Evangelist John.
Through the prayers of the Holy Glorious and all praise Apostle and Evangelist John, may God grant you to proclaim with the good news with great power for the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us stand aright and listen to the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with you all.
From the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Let us be attentive. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his fullness we have all received then grace, for grace, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ."
Peace be with you, pronounce the good news.
Good morning.
Покон віку було Слово, і Слово було у Бога, і Слово було Бог. Воно було спокон віку Бога, все через нього сталося, і без нього ніщо не сталося, що сталося. У ньому було життя, і життя було світлом людям, і світло в темряві світить, і темрява не огорнула його. Був чоловік посланий від Бога ім'я йому Іоанн. Він прийшов для свідчення, щоб свідчити про світло, щоб усі увірили через нього. Він не був світлом, але був посланий, щоб свідчити про світло. Було світло істина, що освітлює кожну людину, яка приходить у світ. У світі був і світ через нього постав, і світ його не пізнав. До своїх прийшов, і свої його не прийняли. А тим, які прийняли його, що вірують ім'я його, дав силу дітьми Божими бути, які не від крови, і не від похоті плотської, не від хотіння чоловічого, а від Бога народилися. І слово стало плоттю, і веселилося між нами, повне благодаті істини, і ми бачили славу Його, як єдинородного від Отця. Іоанн свідчить про нього і голосно каже: «Це той, про кого я говорив, той, хто йде за мною, став переду мене, бо раніше від мене був, і від повноти його ми всі прийняли благодать на благодать, бо закон був даний через Мойсея, а благодать і істина через Ісуса Христа сталися».
Of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Христос воскрес!
Воистину воскрес!
Christ is risen!
Indeed he is risen!
The Paschal Epistle of the Permanent Conference of Ukrainian Orthodox Bishops Beyond the Borders of Ukraine in the year of our Lord 2016. To the Reverend Clergy, the Diaconate in Christ, Venerable monastics and all the faithful of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church beyond the borders of Ukraine and over her native soil. Christ is risen. There is no event and no greater news that is more joyful in the life of the Christian than the news of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ for Orthodox Church is the feast of feasts and the festival of festivals, because the resurrection of our Lord is the victory of life over death, of love over hatred, of truth over falsehood, of good over evil, of humility over pride, of faith over hopelessness, and of holiness over sin. St. Paul says, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and our faith is in vain." The Lord's resurrection fills our lives with meaning and purpose, for which we can even forsake all that is temporary, so that we may attain that which is eternal. Whenever we are suffering, whatever illness and misfortune we endure, whenever cross we bear to our personal Golgotha, we must know that our resurrection awaits us if we believe in the Lord, if we love Him, if we hope in Him. He rose from the dead for us. For His death, He conquered death for each of us. He opened the way to eternal life for each of us by His resurrection. The darkness of the tomb is illuminated, and in the words of St. John Chrysostom, "For pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held a prisoner of it has annihilated it. Death, where is your sting? Christ is risen, life reigns. Christ is risen, and no death remains in the grave." God not only grants us life here on earth, but today we celebrate the praise God's unfathomed grace and love for all for us all, because through the power of the risen Lord, corruptible mortality has put on incorruption, and mortality has put on immortality. Immortality is granted to us by the Lord, the source of the boundless joy of our faith, because no one is in our life can grant us anything more valuable and more important than the immortality given to us by the risen Lord. We live in the 21st century. It would seem that humanity has achieved much and has actually made great strides in scientific and technical progress. Many people and nations live in material abundance, and the world should have also become wiser based on its historical experience. Unfortunately, war, hatred, and violence continue. Those with greater strength dominate over those who are weak. Individuals and entire nations ignore God and His commandments and show that we are living in eschatological times. Material wealth, or the desire to acquire material wealth, does not always provide a guarantee for people that they will have a quiet and happy life. Instead, these can often cause troubles for others and may even lead to self-destruction. The loss of the sense of sin and holiness leads to tragedies in people's personal and public life. People do not know what they live for and often do not see the meaning of life. The meaning of life for every Christian is found in the words contained in the joy of Pascha. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. The risen Lord is the way, the truth, and the life for all of us. God has granted us the right to choose to live with Him or without Him. He is the way. Let us not doubt for a second, but choose the road that leads to Him. He is the truth. Let us know that our heart can find peace only in Him. He is the life. Let us know that through His death on the cross and His resurrection, He grants immortality to all of us. We, the Episcopate of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church beyond the borders of Ukraine, prayerfully appeal to the risen Lord that He grant peace, joy, and spiritual renewal to our God-loving Ukrainian people in Ukraine, in the North and South America, and in Western Europe, and in Australia and New Zealand. Beloved in the risen Christ, on this chosen and holy day, the Feast of Feasts and the Festival of Festivals, we bless Christ to all the ages. With archpastoral blessings, Yuri, Metropolitan of Ukraine Orthodox Church of Canada, Anthony, Metropolitan of Ukraine Orthodox Church of USA and Diaspora, Ioan, Archbishop of Ukraine Orthodox Church in Diaspora, Jeremiah, Archbishop of Ukraine Orthodox Eparchy of Brazil and South America, Ilarion, Bishop of Ukraine Orthodox Church of Canada, Andriy, Bishop of Ukraine Orthodox Church of Canada, Daniel, Bishop of Ukraine Orthodox Church of the USA. Великоднє послання постійної конференції українських православних єпископів поза межами України у 2016 році Божому. Сочесному духовенству, Христі дияконству, преподобному чернецтву і всім вірним Української православної церкви поза межами України та її рідних землях. Христос воскрес! Немає в житті християнина новини більш радісної, немає події більш важливої, ніж воскресіння Господа нашого Ісуса Христа. Воскресіння Христове для православної церкви, праздників праздник і торжество торжеств, бо воскресіння Господа – це перемога життя над смертю, любові над ненавистю, правди над брехнею, добра над злом, смиренням над гордістю, віри над безнадією, святості над гріхом. Святий апостол Павло говорить, якщо Христос не воскрес, то й проповідь наша даремна і віра наша. Христове Воскресіння наповнює наше життя змістом і ціллю, для якої навіть можна пожертвувати всім тимчасовим, щоб осягнути вічне. Які б ми муки, страждання, хвороби і біди не терпіли, який хрест ми несли на нашу персональну Голгофу, ми повинні знати, що за нашою Голгофою нас чекає Воскресіння. Якщо ми віримо в Господа, любимо Його, надіємось на Нього, Він воскрес для нас, Він своєю смертю переміг смертю кожного з нас, Він відкрив дорогу до вічного життя кожному з нас своїм воскресінням. Темряву гробу розсіяно, як говориться ти, Іоанн Златоустий, прощення засаяло з гробу. Ніхто нехай не боїться смерти, визволила нас спасова смерть. Схоплений нею подолав її. Де твоє смертне, смерте жало? Воскрес Христос і життя живе. Воскрес Христос, і нема жодного мертвого в гробі. Бо не тільки нам дарував життя тут на землі, але й сьогодні ми святкуємо і прославляємо незбагненну Божу милість і любов до всіх нас. Тому що силою воскреслого Господа тлінне вдягнеться в нетлінне, і смертне вдягнеться в безсмертя. Безсмертя, дароване нам Господом, є джерелом нашої безмежної радості і віри. Бо ніхто в нашому житті не може подарувати цінніше і важливіше більш, ніж безсмертя, дароване нам воскреслим Господом. Ми живемо у 21 віці. Здавалося б, людство мало багато чого досягнути. І дійсно досягнуло у науково-технічному прогресі. Багато народів і держав живуть у матеріальному достатку. Світ би мав стати мудрішим, виходячи з свого історичного досвіду. Але, на жаль, війни, ненависті, насилля сильного над слабшим, ігнорування Бога, Його заповідей у житті людей і цілих народів свідчать, що ми живемо в ескатологічні часи. Матеріальні достатки, якими володіють люди, чи хочуть володіти, не завжди є запорукою спокійного і щасливого життя, а часто стають причиною бід для інших і самознищення. Втрата відчуття гріховності і святості призводить до трагедії в особистому і спільному житті. Люди не знають, для чого живуть і для чого часто не бачать сенсу життя. А сенс життя для кожного християнина міститься у словах пасхальної радості. Христос воскрес із мертвих, смертю смерть подолав, і тим, що в гробах життя дарував. Воскреслий Господь для всіх нас є дорогою, правдою і життям. Бог наділив нас правом вибору жити з Ним чи без Нього. Він є дорогою. Тож ні секунди не сумніваємося вибрати дорогу, яка веде до Нього. Він є істиною, і наше серце може заспокоїтися тільки у Ньому. Він є нашим життям, і своєю смертю на Христі воскресінням Він дарував всім нам безсмертя. Ми, єпископат Української Православної Церкви поза межами України, молитовно звертаємося до воскресшого Господа дарувати мир, радість і духовне оновлення нашому болюбивому українському народу в Україні, на північно-південноамериканському континенті, в Західній Європі, в Австралії і Новій Зеландії, возлюблені в Христі воскресшому в цей урочистий і святий день, над праздником праздник і над торжествами торжество. У цей день благословімо Христа навіки. Христос воскрес!
Воістину воскрес!
З архіпастирським благословенням Юрій, митрополит Української Православної Церкви в Канаді, Антоній, митрополит Української Православної Церкви США в діаспорі, Іоанн, архієпископ Української Православної Церкви в діаспорі, Єремія, архієпископ Української Православної єпархії Бразилії і Південної Америки, Іларіон, єпископ Української Православної Церкви в Канаді, Андрій, єпископ Української Православної Церкви в Канаді і Даниїл, єпископ Української Православної Церкви США. Христос воскрес!
Christ is risen!
May the blessing of the Lord be upon you for his grace and the love for mankind.
God of our fathers, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Have mercy.
Have mercy on us, God, in your great loving kindness. We pray you hear us and have mercy. Again, we pray for our Metropolitan, His Eminence, Son Tony, for our Bishop, His Grace, Daniel, for the Reverend Brothers and Presbyters, Higher Monks, and for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for our God-loving, God-protected country, the United States of America, for the government, armed forces, and for all the people, for our God-loving, God-protected ancestral homeland, Ukraine, and for all her people, that the Lord God may help and aid them in all things and protect them from every enemy and adversary.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the Holy Orthodox Patriarchs and for the ever-memorable founders of this holy temple and for all Orthodox Christians departed this life before us who here and elsewhere lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Again,
we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, God's visitation and forgiveness and remission of sins for the servants of God, Father Yvonne and family, Priest Nestor, Robert, John, John, Marion, Marianne, Millie, Linda, Charles, Claudia, Millie, Joseph, Carol, John, and for the servants of God celebrating their birthdays, Michaela, Alexis, Maya, Marcus, Natalia, William, and Papinos. And for all members of this holy temple, that they may be delivered from all affliction, wrath, danger, spiritual, physical need, and that they may live in peace, good health, and well-being all the days of their life. All merciful Lord, hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all-venerable temple, for those who serve and those who sing, and for all people here present who await your great and abundant mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For your merciful loving God, and to we give glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, God, by your grace. Wisdom.
For to your dull glory, honor, worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world and for the welfare of the holy churches of God and the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy temple and for those who enter here with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and distress, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, God, by your grace.
Опі твоєї владою ми завжди захист мали, тобі славу віддавали, Отцю і Сину, і Святому Духу, він нині повсякчас, і на віки вічні.
Аминь.
Christ is risen. Christos Voskres. Christos Anesti.
Forgive me, brothers and sisters. Forgive my brothers and sisters.
May the Lord God remember in his kingdom our Metropolitan, his Eminence Antony, our Bishop, his Grace Daniel, always, now, and ever, to ages of ages.
May the Lord God remember in his kingdom all Orthodox, Hierarch, and clergy, monastic orders, always, now, and ever, into the ages of ages. Нехай помне Господь Богу царстві своїм, бо любимо бомбережну країну нашу, Сполучені Штати Америки, уряд військ абсолютні свій, бо любимо бомбережну Україну нашу, завжди нині повсякчас і навіки вічні. May the Lord God remember his kingdom, the honorable and memorable founders, benefactors of this temple, you and all Orthodox Christians, always, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Чесні дари, Господеві, помолімо. Та святий храм, святий, що з вірою побожнім та страхом Божим ходять до нього, Господеві, помолімо. Щоб визволити навіть всякої журби, гніву, небезпеки та недолі, Господеві, помолімо. Заступи, спаси, помилуй, охорони нас, Боже, Твоєю благодаттю.
That this whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. In remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All that is good and beneficial to our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. live out our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, blameless and peaceful, and a good defense before the great judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord. Святу Пречисту Преблагословенну славну владычицу нашу Богородицу Истину Деву Марию, зосима святими помянувши, сами себе и один одного, и все життя наше Христу Богови видамо.
Щедротами єдинородного Сина Твого, що з ним благословеннісі, з пресвятим і благим жатворчим Твоїм Духом, нині повсякчас і навіки вічні.
Let us love one another so that with one mind we may confess.
Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, Trinity, one in essence,
that we may present the holy offering in peace.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is
triumph in him, proclaiming, crying out and saying,
oh.
Patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit has completed this life in faith. Especially for most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary.
Rejoice, God in us say, rejoice.
our Metropolitan Examinus Antonio, for our Bishop is Grace Daniel. Grant that they may see all the churches in peace. Keep them in safety and in good health for many years. Righteousness in the word of your truth.
And all the people and everything.
And grant with one voice and one heart to make glorify and praise the most honorable majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages. And may the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with your spirit.
And count us worthy, Master, with boldness, without condemnation, to dare call upon you, the heavenly God as Father, and to say,
thank you.
the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages. Peace be with you all. Bow your heads to the Lord. Thanks to the invisible King, your infinite power, you created all things in abundance of your mercy. You brought all things out of nothing to being. Look down from heaven and answer upon those who have bowed their heads to you. They have bowed not to mortal flesh and blood, but to you, the awesome God. Therefore, master yourself to distribute these gifts. Here set forth to all of us of our good according to the visual need of each. Travel with those who travel by land, sea, and air, and heal the separation of our souls and bodies. Through the grace, mercy, and love for mankind, only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages. Let us be attentive. The holy things are for the holy.
One is holy, one is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Isla cum Boj in Viriu, il Vovio Prestupin, with the fear of God and with faith and love, draw near.
Only for those who have prepared themselves with prayer and fasting, and only for Orthodox Christians. First, we will have a servers, altar servers, then those who have prepared themselves with the first confession, and then children, elderly, and the rest.
Christ is risen, Christ is risen, Christ is risen, Christ is risen from the dead. God.
Thank you.
пишається так чисто тіло і кров, що буде спасено нашим Христом життя вічне. Ра Божий, Марко, прощайся, чисто тіло і кров, що буде спасено нашим
body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and life everlasting. The servant of God, Michael, is the precious body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Unless you take iniquities and will remove your sins.
O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let your holy body be my eternal life, your precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on your right hand of your glory at your awesome second coming. Through the prayers of your most pure mother and of all saints. Amen.
O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance.
From the dead, trampling down death by death, and to those in the tomb, he has granted life.
always, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Taken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly light, creating and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and preserve us, God, by your grace. Having asked for a perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless day, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life to Christ our God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, all-powerful and Lord Almighty, who art the exodus of Israel from Egypt and the liberation of your people from bitter slavery of Pharaoh, this command by thy servant Moses that lamb be slain, prefiguring the lamb who because of our deeds was of his own will slain upon the cross,
and took away the sins of the whole world, thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We humbly beseech you, look down now also upon this bread and bless and hallow it. For we, thy servants, in honor and glory, and in commemoration of the glorious resurrection of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received freedom and release from eternal slavery of the enemy and the indissoluble bonds of hell, do now offer this bread before thy majesty on this exceedingly bright, most glorious and saving day of Pascha, and count us worthy who offer this alone those who shall kiss and taste it and become partakers of thy heavenly blessings. And by thy might drive away from us every sickness and infirmity, granting health to all, for you are the fountain of blessing and the bestower of healings. And to you we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Yes, sir.